All right, hey, good morning. It's 5:46 because I let a song go play. Sorry, we're a minute late, but we are very here. It's good to start the week with you. The Q105 Morning Reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. It's Monday, so Jan and Amid will be here with us a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning to get a free astrological reading for you. Our show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm. Before Janet stops in after 8 to get you that free reading, we've got a panel full of ladies right after 7:30, and it was Wine Fest and Beer Fest and Acoustics for Autism Fest. It was Fest. We are going to allow what we encourage, Wine Fest, but not Wine, W-I-N-E, W-H-I-N-E, Wine Fest to start your week so you can vent a little bit, get some things off your mind, and get going with your week with that off your chest. That'll be after 7 o'clock. We have a lot of entertainment to get to as well. To be a part of the show, we highly encourage that. It's less work we have to do. 419-240-1055. Text or call. Text anytime you'd like. Call when we open up things for like Wine Fest and Janet and panel full of ladies. And again, our show is brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. 547. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did you have a pleasant weekend?
I did. I battled my stomach issue till Saturday and then I was good.
Was it? Do you think it was food poisoning?
Oh, for sure. Because I felt fine. Like I did. I felt amazing Saturday. Just a little pain in my stomach, but not as bad as Friday. And everything came out. And I didn't, wasn't hungry.
Will you go back to that place?
Yeah. Okay. You can't keep a good fat person down.
Okay.
And it was just one bad batch. I've been there so many times. It's like, and I've never had it before. So it was an experience, for sure.
Wait, you've been there, but you've only had it. You've never had
I've never had food poisoning.
Gotcha.
Quote unquote food poisoning. Because I didn't can't really diagnose myself. I had a stomach ache and stuff was coming out. So. But yeah, no, yeah, I felt fine. It was a good weekend. Went to Sandusky, went out with some friends, had a show Friday, and had every intention of doing stuff yesterday. However, I slept all day long.
Good for you.
Yeah, like Miss Lexi Staples texted me, where was I? And I was like, I'm at home in bed. Why? And I was like, oh, crap.
Was she at Acoustics for Autism?
She was volunteering for Acoustics for Autism, and some of my coworkers went. So, and it's hopefully they had a great turnout, but Mr. Floyd was dead to the world. He used this opportunity to watch Netflix. It didn't last that long, but I'm good. I slept all day, literally slept from 8:30 a.m., woke up to eat at like 5. Went back to sleep at 6, woke up this morning at 4:15.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
My back's a little stiff, but whatever. I'll take that pain over. I got some sleep.
You've got sleep in the tank now.
Exactly.
I got some text messages asking if I was there as well. And then this morning, it dawned on me. First of all, it was cold and a little snowy yesterday, mm-hmm. but it was a tented event. And I'm looking forward to see how much they've added to the nearly like $200,000 that event has raised over the years. Nicole and friends with Acoustics for Autism for Project I Am. And I'm like, wait a second. It can be kind of a headache to park over there. At least it has been when I've gone to like the summer fair and stuff. I hate driving around looking for parking. Live music, which I'm not really a fan of, and lots of people. Like I said to you before the show, why not call it Band-Aid Fest?
But, I mean, Band-Aids do good, so I guess you could, it'd still be called Band-Aid Fest, I guess, whatever.
There were two things that I enjoyed over the weekend, and I've said this before, like, I don't, like, my ways of having fun and enjoying things are not what the average person's are.
Mm-hmm.
And other people seem to have more of, I don't want to say a problem. They have, what's a good way to put it? They have more questions about that. Like you have a bigger issue with how I enjoy myself than I do. Like, I'm totally fine.
And like me personally?
No, not you.
Oh, okay, I was like, wait, I'll let you live your best life.
No.
So Oprah would want.
And I think now that with the show and everything and we're all out there, again, people aren't being... People are a little curious, mm-hmm. or they just can't understand it. And I'm happy to tell you, but you don't. And I don't think they're being critical. But I had my kind of fun over the weekend. One, and we'll get into it more with entertainment, because Kate Beckinsale has been walking around with Pete Davidson again.
Yeah.
I found a show that I really like.
Okay.
It's called The Widow, and she's in it.
Oh. Is she a main character?
Yes.
Okay.
She is the character.
Okay, good.
Do you see where I'm going with the entertainment story?
I see. No.
I didn't know the show was coming out.
Uh-huh.
And it's the premise is her husband dies in a plane crash, but then she sees a news report, and she thinks she sees her husband, and off to Africa she goes.
Oh.
Good story. I mean, I'm a fan.
Okay.
But I didn't know anything about it. I'm very surprised. Usually I catch these things.
Right.
Places I go to read different things, hadn't written about it. And I'm the cynic in me says she keeps getting photographed with Pete Davidson because this show is out there.
Oh, to make her like more relevant?
Yeah.
Hmm. That makes sense.
I mean,
because I wouldn't talk about her unless you were like, hey, she's been seen at Soho with Pete Davidson. Like,
there's a couple things that we've done. A couple of stories that we've talked about that have had projects right after them arise.
Yeah.
The big ones, unfortunately, that come to mind are Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom get engaged. Her song with
Zed. Her song with Zed. Yeah.
Chris Pratt gets engaged, and he had the Lego movie come out?
Oh, it was Lego 2, yeah.
And look, I don't want to say that people, you should not be, my cynicism won't go so far to say you're planning marriages based on.
But it does make sense now that you say everything in the timeline that you've done. Like, what do the Jonas Brothers have coming out then? Because like, there's going to be something happening with them. Because they have a new song.
No, they
the video's really good, by the way.
They would have done something before it, leading up to it.
Oh, not the other way around.
So no, I don't think they all do it. But there have been some instances where we've talked about a story, and it was like, it kind of came out of left field, and then they had a project that was out there.
Jordan Wood, sorry.
Yeah. That's a whole. I can't believe that when I came in to look for stuff this morning, I didn't see more about her in that story.
That interview was the most boring interview ever. I watched the whole thing. It was not good. We learned nothing. There was a meme that perfectly summed it up. It's like this little white child giving the little face like, huh? It's like when you find out the Jordan Wood story with Tristan is nothing but a kiss.
Oh, they didn't have sex?
No, because here's the thing. So like I went down this rabbit hole because, sorry to take your subject.
No, you're fine.
But, so I was like, okay, if it wasn't like, if she didn't have intercourse with him, what is it? So apparently there's different degrees of cheating. Like us in the Midwest think cheating is like running off with an opposite sex or same sex person and actually doing the deed against your other person. In LA, if you kiss and don't tell the person, it's considered cheating.
I think that's cheating.
I mean, I do too, but I'm just saying, like, for us in our mindset here, when we think of cheating, we think of Jerry Springer, like, I slept with your cousin. You know what I mean? Or like, I slept with the neighbor down the street, or I slept with my roommate. As with them, they're like, you kissed him at a nightclub and didn't tell me? How dare you? And that's their culture there. A kiss is ruining a family.
Should be everybody's culture.
Good morning, Josh. We just got text. Sorry.
It's the morning reboot, 554. Eric, Chase, and Floyd. You can text us, 419-240-1055. We'll do more about this and what came of it in entertainment. But when I had it was like a four-hour lunch that I had with Sarah and others at Sedone on Friday. And she brought it up, and I was like, Floyd's theory is that this is all nonsense to promote the new season of the show. And Sarah's like, no, Chloe has wanted to be a mom forever. And so I can maybe marry the two together and go, maybe this is all just a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe she and Tristan are fine, or maybe, you know, they've realized they're not working out and they've amicably decided to part. So they conjure up this nonsense to create the hype.
And she was like their little scapegoat thing. Their little victim of the time. I mean, yeah, she's always wanted to be a mom, but like if you look at all the Kardashians, she's the one who has like the most dramatic relationships from one after another. And like, I wouldn't be surprised if she had a spinoff called Chloe and My Baby. Like, you know, just a random two season spinoff where they're like, Chloe's the victim. Let's put her on the pedestal again. Because remember, she had the spinoff back in the day. And they're like, oh, this is so boring. She's happy. But like now she's not. So like, here you go.
Anything to keep the empire and the drama rolling.
I mean, they're set. I mean, I don't know. And they did. accent calendar back to zero. Hit the microphone. They did ask Jordan. They took questions from like Instagrammers or followers, whatever, and they asked, "Is this a publicity stunt?" And like she's like, "Unfortunately, I wish I could say it wasn't." And I just threw my phone. I go, "Oh, that's exactly what someone would say."
I'm not gonna answer like right. truthfully.
Yeah. So it was a good interview if you have a weird, sick, comedic mind like I do, but it was a horrible interview if you're like me, who also wants information because I want to know why this is blowing up my newsfeed every 5 minutes.
Yeah, so I got in here this morning, and I didn't see much about it.
You are not going to find much about it, I promise you.
And I didn't see as much as I expected about leaving Neverland. But
no, only two people on my Facebook watched it. We'll get to that, too.
Yeah, we can do. And it's probably because it's on HBO.
He did say HBO Go. Sorry.
What was the last documentary? R. Kelly was on Lifetime.
Lifetime. That was more access.
Yeah, yeah. But the other thing that I enjoyed was... I know this is my. You could say it's boring. You can say anything you want, and
again, I'm so ready. Like, I just don't care. Up.
I found a book I really like.
You posted about it. I wish I could get back into reading like I used. I used to love reading, and I'm just. I don't know if I've fallen out of love with it or just don't have patience or time.
It's hard to have time.
Yeah, but I used to love. Ask my mom. I used to like. We used to go to Barnes and Nobles, and that was a field day to me. Like I would just be like, I want this, I want that, and like. Cleaning out her old house, I just found like a whole box of books I used to read that I've read before. I'm just like, why don't I get back into reading? And I buy books. I just don't read them. I don't know why. It's
yeah,
an addiction.
I was so elated by it because it was on the Hoopla app, which is connected to my library mm-hmm. card. And everything I've looked up on that app and Libby, I think, where you can download movies, TV, anything, yeah. books. For free, you can rent them from the library, borrow them. It hasn't had anything new, and this book just came out. It came out in 19, so within the last couple of the last 60 days, and I was stunned that it was there. So, and I banged out 100 pages real fast, and not that I would stop reading or anything like that, but the author is a beautiful young woman who researches psychopaths and serial killers. Mm-hmm. So basically, like my dream woman.
Yeah,
she's married, but not that would make me pick up the book or put it down. But it's just kind of like the cherry on top. But
can
it's
you imagine
been
that life with you and her.
Yeah,
just talking about hey babe, yeah. So yeah. I was Googling this guy. Actually, she would probably fact check you on some stuff.
I know. The first, do you remember Jeffrey Dahmer?
Mm-hmm. How could I forget?
He, I don't know. Some people forgot him.
I mean, I am.
And I got
man.
To this part that I went to talk to Dr. Andrea about or somebody else. So I had to look up some of that trial back in the early 90s. Mm. He was found, they tried to go with the insanity defense. You would think if you cut people's heads off, you would
right.
be. So he was found sane and competent to stand trial. But I still want to know. So while he knew what he was doing and while he knew that it was wrong, what, and maybe this book will answer the question, why did he continue to do this other than to satisfy his loneliness?
Maybe it should be made into a Lifetime movie. This maybe. Book.
And then I had no idea that somebody bashed his head in prison.
Oh, stop that. I knew that.
Did you?
He got beat up.
Yeah, he was.
Like bad.
Yeah, badly. Badly, mm-hmm. badly. So I, book, TV show, I good weekend.
Dogs?
Dogs.
Best weekend ever.
Absolutely. 6 a.m. with a morning reboot. Can we debut the Justin Guarini game
we
next?
We can.
All right, this blossomed out of something on Friday. The Justin Guarini game. Yes, the dude who lost to Kelly Clarkson in the first season of American Idol. We will debut that game next. Q105. Some breaking news here this morning. Floyd hates Camila Cabello.
Don't say that.
Hates.
No.
613.
Strongly dislike to the verge of hatred.
613. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. I kind of half joined the club.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was having lunch with Sarah on Friday at Sedone, I was telling her the Phillip story. I know which one.
This was you know being, that was coming.
This was being held on Instagram. He got engaged, but all these things. And I whacked her as she was holding my phone, which is now has a cracked screen protector.
Oh, no.
But apparently, Tori has a collection of these screen protector things.
My Tori?
Yeah. It's your Tori?
Yeah, my Tori.
Your Tori?
It's my Tori. Like broken ones or just
no fixed ones that are.
What phone like, you have? I can get you one. I have a pack at home too.
Yeah, but I don't. She says she knows how to put them on too.
I do too. I put mine on. Look how good really? That is. So pristine.
That is nice. I think it's an eight. That look like an eight.
A little bit.
I've never had a cracked. Now you know, knock on whatever. But so the screen protector is cracked.
Mm-hmm.
I've never cracked a phone.
That's good. I've been going strong. Like my last phone, I just got an upgrade. She's like, you've had this for 3 years. I go, yeah. She goes, is this the original screen? I go, yeah. She goes, oh, it looks so good. I go, do people just go around throwing their phones? And admit, before I got my last phone, I was clumsy McClumserson and would always like upgrade my phone. She's like, do you want to trade in your old phone? I'm like, you don't own it. I promise you. I've got slivers on my hands to prove that I've Monday tongue. No, like when you slide up, you just like get a little cut on your hand. Not a cut, but like just a little slice from like the cracked phone. But yeah, I'm with you. I've been knocking wood. I've been going 2 years strong. I'm a recovering crack phone holic.
I don't crack phones, and I don't really lose stuff that people typically lose, which is why. Me having lost my garage door opener the day I moved in.
You still haven't found it, have you?
Nope. But I don't lose or misplace keys or my debit card or important documents. Like I lose little things here and there, but important things I don't lose.
See, I wish I had that mindset. My mom calls it sometimers because I will remember where something is, and give me 10 minutes. I'm just like, it was here, and like. My mom and sister both call me out. I do the stand in one place and look around like a dog, and she's like, "It's on the counter." And I go, "Thank you." I always lose my keys in my wallet.
Floydnesia.
Floydnesia. That's legit what it is. It's a hot mess.
So on Friday, Floyd's most liked tweet came from Justin Guarini of American Idol fame in 2002.
Oh, 2002, yeah.
And I wanted to know how many followers he had, and I said, "Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's just do that game where you find random obscure celebrities. Obscure is relative and subjective.
Well, we'll put it this way. Most of them were A-list at one point.
Okay. And Brian Dunkelman. And
let's see if he's
and
around.
And I'll guess.
He's alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
And I'll guess how many followers these people have on. Are we doing Twitter?
Yes, it's Twitter.
Because it's always amazing to find. Like, I know that there are random people. Who have their Instagram models. But even some of these people have tens of thousands of followers on Twitter as well. I mean, those people don't surprise me. It's the people that you do know that you forgot about that surprised me that they have like 169,000 followers.
Yeah.
By the way, I have 7.
You have 2,719. You were on my list.
On Twitter?
Yep. Okay. That's more than what I have.
And if you did my tweets per follower, it's really pathetic because I've tweeted about 50,000 times.
Man, I've tweeted a lot too.
Who do you want to start with here?
Let's start with Justin Guarini.
God, 74,000 is calling at me.
Close, 43,000.
Really? Okay.
Now let's one up him, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh man, 1.2 million.
11 million.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and this is real time right now, people, real time. So, yeah, she's still winning. Let's go with this one, Jordan Woods.
Oh, Jesus. She's on Twitter?
Jordan Woods.
On Twitter?
Yes.
752,000.
Zero, she deactivated it. It was a trick question. Got you. Let's go with, everyone's shamed celebrity, Mr. Jesse Smollett.
Oh, jeez.
No, he dropped too.
182,000.
1.5 million.
What?
Yeah. He dropped too. He had like 3 million and then this scandal and then he dropped to 1.5. So, are you ready for our obscure celebrities? Let's go with Mr. Mark Curry hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Mark Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
These are out there, too.
I bet you Mark Curry has a lot of followers because I bet she's got some real wisdom to share. I'll go 330,000.
14,000. Yeah. This is so funny. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Oh,
now keep in mind, he's still kind of relevant, hosting America's Home Videos, and he won Dancing with the Stars.
641,000.
6,000.
Shut up.
I know, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts.
Are these verified accounts?
No, they're not. He's not verified. And I tried to look.
So you might not be on the right accounts.
No, I'm telling you. I've done my research.
Okay.
Give me one. Let's go to everyone's. Oh, let's go to everyone's hottie from back in the day, Lisa Turtle, Lark Voorhees.
Now this.
So I will give a discretion on this one. There were like three, but they were all in the same realm. So I just kind of.
But you don't know this is actually her.
It's her picture.
So what? Doesn't mean it's her.
It is her. Well,
there's no way, and I'm not buying this. No way Alfonso Ribeiro has 6,000 Twitter followers.
I looked it up.
That's not right.
Okay, fine. Fine. Don't fight me.
I'm going to fight you.
Don't fight me.
We'll do
that. Lark Voorhees.
I don't think it's her.
Guess.
The account that you pulled up has 158 followers.
No, 1,908.
That's not her.
Lisa Turtle?
Yeah.
Lisa Turtle.
I would make.
No one likes Lisa Turtle anymore.
I would make 2,000 fake accounts just to follow her that many times.
You would.
6:20 with the morning reboot on Q105. Did you go to the treehouse? Did you go to Acoustics for Autism? There's something going on, or there was something on Fremont Ross on Friday that has some people on alert for this morning.
Ruh-roh. And Winefest was this weekend.
It was. And Beer Fest. It's that time to drink in the Glass City. Just the news you need coming up.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
6:34. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We're sitting at 10 degrees.
Ooh.
10 degrees. We'll double that today as we start March in a chilly fashion. And you were right. We have daylight. I always forget which one, but we lose an hour this coming Sunday morning.
Yes.
I always forget if it's daylight savings that begins or ends.
Isn't it spring forward?
Yeah.
Fall
but,
back.
But one daylight savings ends, one daylight savings begins.
Oh, which one is this one?
I think it begins. I think,
okay.
Don't hold me to that.
All right.
This is going back to a story from Friday, but there's going to be an increased presence by the Fremont Police Department and the Sandusky County Sheriff and the Ohio State Highway Patrol at Fremont City Schools after a threat was reported at Fremont Ross on Friday. There was a threat written on a bathroom stall and included a reference to gun violence and a racial slur. The date 3/14/16 was also written above the message. I don't know if that's a typo or what, but a concerned student reported the message to faculty, who notified police. The police department is also aware that a picture was taken of the threat and posted on social media by a student. In response, there'll be an increased presence at the school today. The department is continuing to investigate all possible leads. I'm looking forward to seeing how much Acoustics for Autism raised, and at Oak Openings Metro Park, which I believe is White House. You might have seen, because you're on social media as much as I am, the treehouse being erected.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Jordan Tomasi from BCSN, I think she was out there doing stuff for Trendy in Toledo.
Oh, nice.
For BCAN, and I'll ask her about it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to make... by fall, for connecting, it'll be like a treehouse village that you can rent them out and hang out
at. Oh, that'll be fun.
Another cool thing with our metro parks. Remember the Perrysburg restaurant owner who wasn't allowed to come back from South Korea? Well, he's coming back. Tong Yi has been in Seoul since he tried to return here last month after a visit there following his father's death. He's scheduled to return to Toledo on a flight arriving tonight. Mr. Yu goes by Don, was detained at the airport by police and told he had a red flag travel ban because he'd not completed the requisite military service for men in South Korea, which requires military service for all male citizens. South Koreans who become U.S. citizens are granted a waiver. But the authorities said Mr. Yi failed to notify the government of his intentions to remain in the U.S. Upon turning 18. Shortly after he learned he was being detained in South Korea, Mr. Yi told the Toledo Blade, this is a story from my friend Lauren Lindstrom, a prolonged absence would take a toll on the family's business, which is the Tea Room? Someplace in Perrysburg, I forget, the Tea Tree? The family has stayed in touch with Mr. Yi to keep him in the loop. Now, initially, they got a $600 phone bill keeping him in touch, but they switched over to messaging apps, a much cheaper way of going about that. I was thinking about this. If you're on Wi-Fi most of the day, you don't even really need a phone anymore. As long as you can get somebody to answer.
You can still get stuff sent to you.
Well, or you can make phone calls via Facebook, the Messenger app, or FaceTime, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something to think
That's
about.
A big bill.
I know.
Ooh.
It's almost as much as my electricity bill.
That's twice my electricity.
Toledo City Council is headed for about $150,000 tech upgrade that will allow meetings to be video streamed. Among other improvements, Councilman Peter Uvegi and Tom Minuski have been pushing for technology improvements and hope it will make city council more efficient and transparent. The plan is to install new microphones at each city council seat, as well as two wireless microphones for city officials and members of the public to use when they speak during meetings. There will also be a new digital timing system with two displays to show the public and council how long they have to talk. City council currently live streams and archives all meetings online, but it's audio only. So hopefully this will make it more efficient and visual if you want to get into the C-spanification of our city council meetings. And this is for you.
What?
Health officials in Canada are warning folks to walk like a penguin to avoid falling. The city of London in Ontario, Canada, tweeted, "You should keep your hands out of your pockets, loosen the knees, point feet outwards, shorten your stride, and shuffle." It makes sense if you've ever walked on ice, because when it's very slippery and smooth ice, things can get messy very quickly. The Canadian Broadcasting Agency naturally spoke to some who all agreed it was very sensible to walk carefully on ice. The CBC reported several citizens were also annoyed by the lack of sidewalk clearing that caused them to having to walk like a penguin. "I'm pretty young and agile, but there are people who aren't. People with walkers and just older people that feel unsafe on the streets." You've mentioned your waddling.
I waddle. I have a natural waddle, I'm part penguin.
Do you find it safer when we encounter icy days?
I'm not falling. I've fallen once, but like I've seen other people fall. And also, when you fall, you're supposed to just go, like, don't brace yourself, because that's how you break your wrist and your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You just go with, you let gravity, let Mother Gravity take you to her ground. Because if you tense up, it's like a car accident. You're supposed to go with the car, even though most of us tense up naturally.
Right.
That's how injuries happen.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that on, I forgot his name, on 13 ABC, Dr. Someone. He says you're supposed to just go with the flow.
Waddle. Also, remember, I'm calling it no more big snowstorms.
Hopefully. Knock on wood. It is Toledo weather. You never know.
You can hold me to that. And lastly, I started to see that spider eating the opossum on a variety of news channels over the weekend.
So we were breaking the world news. You seen it first on Q105.
Right.
Dun, dun.
Except for where I got it from.
Well, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where you got your sources.
I will always do my best to post cool, not space stories, but shark stories and giant spider stories will always be found on our Q105 Facebook page.
And that spider was built like a dog.
Right. Right.
There's no other way to describe it.
6:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. Wine Fest. We don't like to belabor the negative here, but if you would like to whine about something in honor of Wine Fest, please go to our Q105 Facebook page and we'll look for you right after 7 o'clock.
Q105.
Sean Mendez at 6:53. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105 Wine Fest. What would you like to complain about to start your week? Get that to us on our Q105 Facebook page, or you can text the show. You can text anytime you'd like, 419-240-1055. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Let's start with what happened on Friday and some of the fallout from that. The Jordan Woods interview. What red table talk with Jada Pinkett Smith?
With Jada Pinkett Smith, who was like
nothing?
No, it was literally, she talked about everything we knew. She went to a party. Some girls invited her to a party. Went to Tristan's house. She got drunk. Her and three friends stayed the night on the couch. Tristan kissed her goodbye, which started the whole allegation. And the way that I read it, before I even, her version of the story, her truth, I should say, it made it sound like she left alone. But no, she got into an Uber, or her driver, because they got that money, with three of her friends who literally passed out on the couch. And he tried to kiss her goodbye. And the other two girls were kind of just like, "Ew, what are you doing?" And she kind of was just like, "No, thank you." So, I mean, nothing. And then after the interview, Chloe apologized to her. So it was just, I want 29 minutes of my life back. That's the best way to put it.
I know that Chloe tweeted something out and then kind of apologized for her rant. What about the Kanye part of all this? He thinks of himself as the godfather in his family, and he has the mindset if anyone messes with one of them, they mess with all of them. So right now, Tristan and Jordan are on his list, according to a source to People. If he never talks to them again, it's fine by him. He wasn't close to them in the first place.
Let me explain it to you. I'm gonna say it like a black person. Kanye is that nosy black cousin that shows up to a barbecue and puts his 2 cents in, and we're like, we're not even talking about that anymore. Like, well, I'm gonna bring it up, dog. And like, no, just go eat your macaroni and cheese and shut up. No one asks for your opinion, cousin Kanye. That's what I'm gonna call him now. Cousin K. Cousin Kanye, shut up.
And then amid all the Chloe stuff, there was, did Travis Scott cheat on Kylie? 2 days after the 26-year-old rapper denied being unfaithful to her, he gave his girlfriend a shout-out during the Astroworld tour stop in New York City's Madison Square Garden. He had just before canceled because he was sick in Buffalo. But according to a video obtained by TMZ, rapper closed out Saturday's show with his hit Sicko Mode on a sweet line written about Jenner. Baby mama cover Forbes got these other bitches shook. The line refers to the reality star's 2018 Forbes cover story, in which the magazine predicted that as her Kylie Cosmetics empire is worth $900 million, Jenner was on track to become the youngest self-made billionaire ever. So there's probably nothing going on there either.
Yeah.
Twitter went nuts last night after HBO's premiere of the new Michael Jackson documentary, Leaving Neverland. In the film, two men, Wade Robson and James Safechuck, alleged that the late music icon sexually abused them when they were children. The Jackson estate has sued HBO and slammed the documentary, calling it another rehash of dated and discredited allegations. It premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in January. In the documentary, both Robson, 36, Safechuck, 40, detail their alleged inappropriate experience of Jackson. Both alleged that Jackson began molesting them when they were young. Safechuck met Jackson when he was cast in the singer's 1986 Pepsi commercial. He said the pop star took him and his family on tour, where their relationship turned sexual when Jackson taught Safechuck how to handle himself. Robson met Jackson when he was 5 years old after he won a shopping mall dance competition in his native Australia. By 1990, when Robson was 7 years old, the family came into contact with Jackson again during an LA vacation. Robson alleged Jackson convinced Robson's mother to let him stay over with the singer while the rest of the family went on a trip to the Grand Canyon. Robson alleged Jackson performed certain oral things on him and kissed him while his family was away. And Jackson told him, "You and I were brought together by God. We were meant to be together. This is how we show love." And of course, lots of different opinions on Twitter. Even if I would have had interest in watching this, I agree with the thought that this is old news. He was and always had been an icky guy and probably crossed the line. And it's easier to... It was inappropriate then.
Oh, yeah.
But 40-some years ago, 35-some years ago, there was, I guess, less inclination to call people out. And that's, I guess, part of the good part of the call-out culture that we live in now. Sometimes it takes the wrong people down. Other times it takes the right people down. And there's too many stories connected to Michael Jackson not to think that there are, I don't want to say a grain of truth, like a pound or two of truth with all of this.
No comment.
He's one of your idols, right?
No, not idols. I enjoy the music aspect. I always thought he was an odd person, but I enjoyed the music. That's what I'm lingering on to. But we have to talk about it. Would I watch this? I don't know. Like a part of me wants to be, because I'm that nosy neighbor. But a part of me is kind of like, what you won't know won't hurt you.
I thought I had the Jussie Smollett thing here, but I
kicked back
the audio. He was portrayed on SNL over the weekend.
I read that article, yeah.
Shark Tank, the legal edition, and I had the audio, but I deleted it by accident, where he is performing for the judges or being interviewed by the judges, and then he comes into the room and says, "I was just attacked by Donald Trump outside." And then they say, "Well, were there video cameras?" And he said, "Yes." So it was kind of not funny.
Not funny, okay. Too soon of a joke. Like I said, remember, if they were going to do it tastefully.
Right.
Man, yeah, okay.
And it was just kind of ho-hum.
Okay.
Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale were spotted in New York City over the weekend. And Pete Davidson was in that skit, by the way. They were caught, let's see, they arrived in Madison Square Garden holding hands and headed inside to watch a Rangers-Capitals game. TMZ reported that they sat right behind the Rangers bench and couldn't keep their eyes off one another. So look, maybe they're all about each other, but I told you that she has a new show, which I've enjoyed so far, called The Widow on Amazon Prime. Maybe they've had a hidden romance since he moved on from Ariana last summer, last fall, and then one of their reps was like, hey, why don't you make this public? You have a new show to promote. I'm always cynical because it often seems where something comes public or winds up on gossip sites, and then there's a new single, there's a new project, there's a new show,
I just feel anytime it's a Pete Davidson headline with a girl, it's like the same headline, but you just took out Ariana Grande and put another girl in. They couldn't keep their eyes off each other. They were touching and holding hands. I'm like, that's what partners do. Like,
right.
If he was Pete Davidson, the garbage guy, and she was Kate Beckinsale, the mall worker, they'd be like, oh, look at that PDA. It went, do you? I mean, whatever. It's just, she's pretty. He's fairly attractive. Let them. And he's only 25.
Yeah,
get it.
She's about 44 or 45.
Get it. I'm not here to shame. I'm here to proclaim.
Yeah, she's 45.
And
after watching this show, I question the vampire DNA I've said she has before.
She getting older? She's looking older or younger? Because I feel like she still looks the same, but. So what do you mean the vampire DNA? What are you questioning?
I don't think it's DNA as much as it could be other artificial things.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. Take it. Look.
If you're, where are you going with it? There it is.
If you're stupid rich, make yourself look.
Somebody posted an old picture
of Jordan Woods and Kylie of when they were friends when they were young teenagers, and they were making fun of Jordan Woods, which I know you don't think she's the prettiest.
Actually watching the interview, I found her very pretty.
So I had forgotten where Kylie was and where she's gotten to.
Right.
And I'm not talking about her boobs.
Right. There's a meme on Facebook, and I forgive me for sharing it because it's hilarious. It's a picture of old Chloe and new Chloe. It says, just remember, you're not ugly, you're just poor.
Yeah. It's so true.
It's so true.
703 with the morning reboot. If you could hit up our Q105 Facebook page, or if you want to call or text when we get to this, wine fast. But it's with an H in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nation.
7:15, good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. We are brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag Stump Pig. That is a lovely mug.
It's gorgeous.
Can you hold that up again?
Yeah.
I would like to take a quick photo of that with you sipping.
Oh, sipping? Like I'm on a daytime talk show?
I like it. You sip wine. I don't know anybody that slams wine. You slam wine?
I'm a chugger. I can't help it. I don't know if it's in my DNA. I chug. It hurts, though, after a while.
There was Beer Fest over the week. Beer Fest is Friday. Saturday was Wine Fest. Yesterday was Acoustics for Autism. Hopefully you didn't damage your liver too much.
Because there's more to come.
There is more to come. I'm all focused in on Fantastic on Comic-Con on Saturday. There's something else going on.
Can you still get tickets for that?
Yeah. And then the following weekend, we have the chili cook-off.
Mm-hmm.
We will be making Ashley's white chili to compete. Mm-hmm.
And then the Brew Fest is this weekend too, right? Coming up, along with Comic-Con. Fantastic. I can't say it right.
Yeah, I know it got rescheduled. It got snowed out for the one day.
Yep, I think it's this weekend coming up.
And I want to actually, it's a good place to start too, because it got postponed because of some lousy weather a bunch of weeks or so ago. This is Wine Fest. This will not be a regular feature on the show, but I thought it would be fitting because Saturday was Wine Fest. And I know a lot of people. I'm going to whine briefly about you. And this is because I don't really have anything to bitch or complain about. But 419-240. What? Are you expecting me to?
No, just go. Stop. Did I audibly gay gasp on air? I felt I did it in my head. Did I not do it out loud?
I'll leave if you want.
No, you're good.
Our telephone, our text number, 419-240-1055. You can put this on Facebook as well. I wanted to do Wine Fest. So you could, not that I want to be real negative or anything. And if we ever get that way, you know, smack gets around. Mm-hmm. But I figured we could start today. You could start your week off by venting a little bit. So you can go in and have yourself a good week. And it was Wine Fest over the weekend. So wine with an H. What would you like to wine or vent about? My very teeny tiny wine or vent would be this. A couple of weeks ago, I had hit my threshold for tolerating winter. I went into a mini funk, which I was able to snap myself out of. I saw a lot of people very concerned and a lot of complaints that spring wasn't here yet. And maybe that's what it was. They expected spring to be here. Meanwhile, we're having some really frigid temperatures. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, it snowed a little bit. Today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday. And I guess we're about 20 degrees below the normal high. We should be in the 40s by now, but we're not. But for anybody that's saying, where is spring? Where do you think you live? Like, even I don't expect spring this early. So I'm venting about you. Just, no pun intended, chill out. Chill out.
Yeah, and I always explain to people because I get that all the time. They're like, it's so cold. Like, my mom's the worst offender. Like, she's like, it's so cold. I'm like, but we live in Ohio. And also, Toledo weather is like a good yo-yo diet. Like, you'll have good weather one day, we're falling off the track to -2 the next day. And then, like, this Sunday coming up, it's supposed to be 52. Don't get too excited, people. 52 is good, but Toledo has a way of showing itself. Monday, maybe 30 again.
419-240-1055. What is your whine about this morning? What's yours?
Oh, it was going to be the weather, but I'm like, no, that's too. That's everyone. My whine would be, I'm trying to think. For me personally, I have an old furnace in my house, and every time it reaches the temperature, it goes boom. Like, really loud. Like, and I know it's going to happen because it goes to, because I hear it winding itself down. Mm-hmm. But it makes the loudest boom ever. And it's not just mine because there's 4 people in our unit. I hear a boom in the distance, a boom in the basement, because I'm on the top floor, a boom below me, and a boom across the hall. I'm just like, so yeah, my whine is about this old furnace. And if I don't renew my lease and my landlord, who I genuinely enjoy, wants to renovate it, for the next people, I hope you get a regular heating type service thing. I don't know what it's called, but it does this boom thing. And people have been over it. It scares them. I'm like, oh, that's just the furnace. It's going to do it again in 45 minutes. And it rattles the whole house.
We're going to get you out of there.
No.
Why not?
Because I like it.
So you're going to stay?
No. Don't do this on air.
419-240-1055. Your wine fest vent to start the week. Yeah, I'm just like, you can complain about the cold, like it's, but it's brief for a couple of days. But don't say where's spring.
Yeah, because like it's
you know better.
Even when spring's here, don't ask where spring is. It's a gradual transition. It's a fade, if you will. It doesn't like stop, then change. It's like a. They have to blend together at one point. Just so you know, before spring hits, we're probably going to have a wintry snow rain mix, and then it'll be warm.
Look out! Turn around and look outside.
It's cold.
Have you taken it all in?
Yeah.
Opening day is 1 month from today.
I love opening day.
I think since I've been here, there's been... Last year was a great opening day.
It was.
It was 50-something, 60-something, and sunny. Everything else, if it wasn't a frigid rain, it was a win.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's our area, people. Like, we're not that far from Canada, and they're always cold.
Right.
So get over it.
We're practically in the North Pole.
Legit.
I mean, I see Santa right over there. It might just be a homeless person.
We got to whine about it on air. I mean, on the text message, on okay. A text line. Says, I carry my health insurance for the family because my husband is self-employed. I would rather be a trophy wife and hang out with my dog all day.
No, good for you.
I mean, I... I would love to be a housewife, but I'm a man. I would love to be a house husband.
The reason to get married these days, one of the few reasons, is for tax filing and health insurance benefits. Yeah. Other than that, you're just going to have a hell of a time getting out of that relationship when you're ready to be done with them. Sorry. And you will be one. You will want to be done with them.
Look at you.
All those engagement photos, the baby gender reveal. In 6.5 years, you're going to hate that.
Can I whine about those?
Go.
I'm going to whine about gender reveals because I think they're absolutely stupid. Like, no one cares what kind of baby you're having. Just as long as you're happy. No. No one cares. Like, inviting people over to bask in your glow of a blue or pink balloon, good for you. But I don't care, and neither does Stephanie down the street.
Somebody cares.
Maybe their grandparents do, but don't. Maybe it's because I never will have that.
Don't say never.
Well, I will never carry a child or impregnate a woman that I know of. Yeah. But like, yeah, I don't know. I just think gender reveals are just so, and like, and then you see the gender reveals, like they're like, ugh. Ugh. Just stop. I don't like them. That's my whine about it. I'm whining.
I hope if you have
that's what most whining's about. Why are you whining? I don't know. I just feel this way.
I hope if you have a gender reveal, it's a...
Don't tag me in it. I'm about to get tagged by 10 gender reveals today.
It's a hermaphroditic alien from another planet.
So what color are they?
Totally healthy.
Totally healthy.
But I hope it's not what you were expecting.
No vaccines needed.
What's the last thing? Something before bed. Something before bed. A panel full of ladies. We will need 3 ladies to call. And you have to call for this. No texting. Calling for the panel full of ladies in less than 15 minutes. Be ready to call. Save the number 419-240-1055. Q105. 7:37, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd. Janet Amid will join us after 8 o'clock this morning to get you a free astrological reading. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. #SomePig. Y'all good?
I'm good. I've resorted to hitting the microphone again. That's 3 times already, and it's only 7:30.
By the way, that was a you all good, not y'all. I don't say that. Are you all good?
Oh, no.
You're over there whacking things. Over there treating that microphone like you're Michael Jackson. And it's
stop!
Your inappropriately aged child. Hi, Nikki. Nikki.
Hi.
Hi there.
There she is.
Nikki's 38 and married, lives in Point Place. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Next up is Becky, 41, married in Toledo. Hi, Becky. Hi there.
Hey, girl. Hey.
And last up, Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Nicole's 31, single, West Toledo. First question for Nikki. Nikki, what is the last thing you remember thinking about before you fell asleep last night?
How many times I did dishes this weekend because I didn't leave the house.
How many times did you do them?
Too many.
Too many. Did you have a lot of people over or something?
No, it's just cooking every meal at home when you stay in all weekend. It's a lot of work. A lot of dishes.
For sure. Becky, what about you? What's the last thing you remember thinking about before you fell asleep last night?
What I was going to make for dinner tonight.
Mm. And what did you come up with?
Still undecided.
How about you, Nicole? What's the last thing you remember thinking about before you fell asleep last night?
Whether or not I was going to go buy fabric for my next dress.
And what did you decide on?
I would talk to my friend Molly about it today.
There we go.
So you sew?
I do.
Oh, drag queen might need a dress, girl. Just throw that out there.
Don't forget to talk to Molly later today.
Oh, I have plans with her tonight.
Okay, good. Nikki, how often do you return things that you buy?
Well, considering I have 2 bags in my back seat that I can no longer return because I wait too long, never.
Really? Wow. How long has it been?
Well, you know, when you go to a store and they say you can return something if the tags are still on within 2 weeks or right. Whatever. I intend to return them and I never do.
Okay. When you do return stuff, because there's a second part to this question, when you're able to, do you find customer service helpful?
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully they better be helpful.
Well, I know some people are, you know, crotchety or ornery and, you know, just don't want to deal with it. And sometimes the customers are like that. Becky, what about you? How often do you return things and do you find helpful customer service?
Very rarely. do I return anything? And then if I do, yeah, they're okay.
Okay. Nicole, what about you? How often do you return stuff like fabric? And do you get good customer service?
I nearly never return anything. But typically, I do get good customer service when I do.
Okay, good. Nikki, what's something that's a giant ripoff?
Razors, like shaving razors.
Razors. Yeah, they can be expensive.
They're ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. Becky, what about you? What's something that's a giant ripoff?
Toilet paper.
Really?
Yeah, you just flush it down the toilet. Literally.
I'm with her. And sometimes, like when you get, like, when you want good grade toilet paper for your bum, it's like $8 to $10 just to wipe poop.
Or you're wiping sandpaper on your butt.
Or if you have a child like my nephew, you're wiping pee off the toilet seat.
Becky, I'm surprised you went that way. I mean, it's like the one thing you don't ever want to be without in your home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with Becky.
Nicole, what's a giant ripoff?
Most, like, products geared toward women.
Like what?
So, like, makeup is just overpriced out the wazoo. And, you know, you have feminine hygiene products. They're super, super, super pricey for, like, next to no reason because we all need them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last question. Nikki, what's the best thing you've ever won?
The best thing I've ever won?
Mm-hmm.
I've won a few trips.
Which one was the best one?
Probably the Dominican Republic.
That's a very good price.
That is a good.
How'd you win it?
Through a company that I work for. I had to earn some, you know, certain levels, but I won it.
Right. Cool. Becky, what about you? What's the best thing you've ever won?
I've never won anything.
Aww.
Pumpkin.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
She's a good mindset, though. I mean, I would go, like, if I never won anything, I'd just be like, oh, well, I'm not missing anything if I didn't win anything.
Maybe you're the person that won that $1.5 billion and you just forgot you bought the ticket.
No, I checked.
Okay. Nicole, last thing for you. What's the best thing you've ever won?
Concert ticket.
To what concert?
There was multiples, but maybe Goo Goo Dolls was my favorite.
Ooh. Was that back then or recently?
Oh, it was a long time ago.
Okay. All right. Nikki, Becky, Nicole, thank you, ladies. Everybody have a good week, okay?
Yes, you too.
Thank you.
They were fun.
You want to answer any of those?
I've actually never won anything myself. I enter a lot of stuff, but I never win. Rip-off. I have to go with... Nikki said razors, correct? Mm-hmm. As someone who shaves every week, yes. I would have to go with razors. And that's actually something I wouldn't think of because, like, it's a necessity for me. Mm-hmm. But I think of how much I do spend on razors. Whew, it's a lot. That's why I asked you last week if you're in a razor club because I want to know if it saves me money. Because I do buy, I buy a Mach 3 like every 2 weeks, even though I can just buy the replacement cartridges. But I feel like it's cheaper just to buy the razor again.
It is appealing. I can't tell you the last time I bought razors, and mm-hmm. I do remember when I first started shaving my head, I was like, damn, this is expensive.
Yeah.
And then it got more expensive, and there were less in the box. And now I can't tell you the... So they're still expensive, but I find that they last longer.
Okay, because I know, like, because I'm a Mach 3-er, I am. They have their own club, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, is that different than, like, I think the other one called Harry or, like, No Shave? I've always wanted to be a part of it. So, like, if any guy is listening and, you know, just message me on Facebook. I want to know about razor clubs because I do spend a lot. I want to add up how much I spend on razors, like, a year because it's a lot. Like, I have scrambled up change just so I can buy, like, a new razor.
I'm kind of surprised nobody said, like, internet or cable.
Oh, Lauren. Thank you, Lauren. She said, yes, do the Dollar Shave Club.
And by the way,
all right.
You might log on to Netflix and you'll get a prompt. I got out of paying $16 and kept it at $13.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I don't need the 4K Ultra HD because I can't tell the difference in the TV shows.
I've been adopted into a family, so I'm on someone's plan.
I need to get more out of your Hulu than I'm not paying for. 7:45. Let's talk about Ian McKellen's misstep when it comes to Me Too. And oh, wait, was it Me Too or it was abuse? Oh, it was Kevin Spacey. Sorry. I do have Roseanne Barr Me Too stuff before 8.
Q105,
the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag something. We're trying to figure out a movie. Which one was it?
She's All That.
No, it's something
else. Are you sure?
We're trying to figure out.
It is She's All That because she's like the nerdy girl and they make her popular.
Who else is in it?
Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah, that has to be it. It has to be it.
Who else is in it?
Those are the only, Matthew Lillard? I'm trying to think. It's a 90s teen. It's your average 90 teen movie.
I know.
Oh, look, there's a nerd. Let's make her popular. Oh, my God, she's rising. Or like She's All That, too, with Drew Barrymore where she goes back. And then she was a nerd, and they make her popular, and then, like, Josie Grossi. You never seen that movie? Oh. Mm-hmm. There's something here. I totally wrote that down.
Okay. There's another movie that I'm thinking of that's like that, and I can't think of what it is.
Can't hardly wait.
What was the movie from a couple of years ago? The Ugly Friend?
I'm gonna figure this out.
All right. I'll get to this. Ian McKellen apologized Friday for his remarks he made about abuse accusations toward Bryan Singer and Kevin Spacey, implying that the director and actor became abusers because of their closeted homosexuality. As part of an extended podcast recently, I suggested that if closeted people were instead open about their sexuality, they wouldn't abuse others. That is, of course, wrong. He said on the podcast, hashtag queer AF, most of them were in the closet, hence all their problems as people in their relationship with other people. If they had been able to be open about themselves and their desires, they wouldn't have started abusing people in the way that they've been accused. He also joked about possibly being a Me Too target in the future. Frankly, I'm waiting for someone to accuse me of something and me wondering if they're not telling the truth and me having forgotten. Part of his apology, my intention was to encourage the LGBT audience that I was addressing to be proud and open about their sexuality. In doing so, my point was clumsily expressed. I would never, ever trivialize or condone abuse of any kind. I deeply regret my careless remarks and apologize unreservedly for any distress I caused. Case closed.
Yeah, I get what he meant by the first statement, but then he just kept going. I was like, no.
Right.
Actually, some friends I have talked about, like, closeted homosexuality, it can, not to the point of abuse or touching people, like, it does manifest, and that's where most homophobia comes from, because you're trying to deny something that you are, so you just attack. Like, I get where he's saying with that aspect. Maybe he should have went that way, but without the abuse, but he just kept snowballing. But then he apologized. He was like, oh, God, I opened my mouth too much. I just kept going. So I accept your apology. We ain't mad at you.
Remember when Roseanne Barr said what she said, got kicked off of the show, and then kind of apologized?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I don't follow Roseanne Barr closely, but then after that, I remember her saying some questionable things. I that's why I thought the apology at the time was fluff. She didn't hold back on the Me Too movement in an off-the-rails interview, launching a verbal attack on presidential hopeful Senator Kamala Harris and other women. Let's see. She sat down with conservative commentator Candace Owens, where she mocked sexual assault accusers and called the Me Too movement a witch hunt. If you don't run out of the room, but you stayed around because you're like, I thought maybe he was going to give me a writing job. Well, you ain't nothing but a hoe, she said during an episode Sunday of the Candace Owens show after asking why women were in men's hotel rooms late at night. Barr and Owens compared the feminist movement to white supremacy, while Barr added that the Me Too accusers are pretending that they didn't go to trade sexual favors for money. I know a hoe when I see one. They needed to be called out. That's privilege too. Hoe privilege. The outspoken comedian then lashed out against Senator Kamala Harris, nicknaming her Kama Sutra Harris. We all know what she did. She slept her way to the bottom. According to her, referring to the senator's former relationship with ex-San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. She also took shots at Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, who tearfully testified against now Supreme Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh after accusing him of sexual misconduct. What a hot mess!
What? Who keeps allowing her to speak? This was on a podcast? Like, someone was interviewing her?
Candace Owens?
Candace Owens, you should get slapped in the face. Quit giving her a platform. And I mean, I was a Roseanne fan back in the day. And like, even when she made her little comment about being looking like a monkey, like, I was like, oh, that's just Roseanne. Like, I, as a black person, kind of pushed it aside. And then like, people are like, no, you can't say that. I'm like, yeah, you can't. But she's also Roseanne. She's been that loose cannon. But then she just kept going. And I was like, ma'am, You need quit talking to Roseanne, you guys. It does nothing for your image. It does nothing for her image. Ooh, what's our word? What do we say when people just keep talking? Oh, shut up, girl. Just hush. There's nothing wrong with telling
someone to hush. Last story. I don't want to say happy, but not as miserable as those two. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, topped the box office for a second week. It beat out a Madea Family Funeral, although it did better than expected. How to Train Your Dragon ran up $30 million, just shy of $1 million overall. A Madea Family Funeral made $27 million, a third best for the 15-year-old franchise. A lot of people took the opportunity this weekend, as they usually do, to catch up on Oscar winners. Best Picture winner Green Book got the biggest Oscars bump, about $5 million, finishing fifth to date. Green Book has earned $75 million in North America and nearly $200 million worldwide. It also doubled the amount of theaters that was in. Green Book wasn't the only award winner to add profits this weekend. Best Animated Feature winner, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, banked an additional $2 million. The encore version of A Star is Born, which was also out with 12 minutes of additional footage, made an added $2 million, and about another $1 million for Bohemian Rhapsody, and close to that for The Favorite.
I bought that last night, Spider-Man. Bought on iTunes.
Good movie.
I haven't watched it yet, but I bought it.
By the way,
I was like, I have an extra $20. Let me buy this movie.
Happy Captain Marvel week.
I know. Looking up these teen dramas, every ad is for Captain Marvel.
And I guess there are
you excited?
Yes. And I guess there are, because it leads into Avengers stuff. And I like Brie Larson as a character. There are nerd boys trying to demonize the film as a feminist vehicle. And,
yeah.
And I'm glad I don't go to these places on the internet, but I don't see any of that stuff.
I mean, I don't see it either. Is it just because she's a woman? It's a female lead-driven movie? Just stop. Captain Marvel is a female character. Just stop. Just stop. Living in your mom's basement, eating your pizza rolls. Yeah, I'm calling you out again.
I have a lunch to go to with some friends, and I have a lunch to go to with friends. It'll be Comic-Con on Saturday. I hope I don't have to wait till Sunday to go see it. I'm going to try to go after that lunch on Friday.
No, okay, so is this your first Comic-Con?
No.
Okay, I was about
here,
to say.
No.
I'm just asking. Do you ever dress up?
No, I don't do that.
I want to dress up one time.
Dress up.
I can't this week. I have a wedding, but I want to go. Also, the movie you're talking about a few years ago, The Duff.
Yes.
Yes. It just blew up on the Q-Tech slide. Yeah. And I have that movie. And it's such a good movie.
806. Janet and Amid will be by shortly. We'll get you a free astrological reading. Also, before 8:30, we will make you our first qualifier for the Cabin Fever Reliever. Get you off to Florida. We'll get you qualified for that. It's a busy show. Mm-hmm. Welcome to it. The Morning Reboot on Q105. We're sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig.
Q105.
It's the hottest of messes in here today. Jennifer, call us back. 419-240-1055. Hi, Janet Amid.
Hi, how are you today? We have a new moon coming up. Yay.
Yay.
And we're having the best of party this coming Friday.
Yes.
You better be there.
Perhaps.
Okay. Because I'm going to be there.
It's more about the award than the party and the celebration.
Well.
I've got my feelers out.
Well, I usually don't go to those things. I'm kind of like an antisocial. I'm like, what's this?
You're not antisocial. Stop.
I'm not antisocial. I just don't do social stuff a lot.
There we go.
I'm just I'm very social. I have a lot of friends and stuff. But I just don't go to a lot of those things. I don't have time. I'm just busy.
No, you're busy. Horoscopes are busy. Are we in trouble with this new moon?
No, it's a good new moon. It's in the sign of Pisces. It's a good time for nostalgia. That is a word, isn't it? Nostalgia? Nostalgia?
You don't have to do the E. It's just, nostalgia works.
Yeah. And I think it's on March 6th, but it's March 5th going into March 6th. So it's a really sensitive full moon or new moon because it has to do with our emotions, our feelings. So anytime this occurs, anytime we have a new moon, it's a good time to start something new, like a new project, do something different. It's also a good time to kind of let go of things, like clean house, you know, which is what I'm doing right now.
Good. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna do some radio gymnastics here.
Okay.
I believe this is I don't know who this is.
Jasmine, I think.
Jasmine?
Yes.
Hi, Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Hi.
What is Hi. What's your question for the wonderful Janet Amid?
Hi, Janet. Good morning.
Hi, honey.
I just want to know about relationships.
Are you involved with somebody right now?
I'm not.
Well, let me tell you this. This is what I'm seeing. You have two sides to your personality. One side says, I'm independent, I'm free-spirited. And the other side says, I self-sacrifice when it comes to love and relationships. Your gift is communication. You're a very strong individual person. You're not a fluff chick. You might be very pretty, very, you know, alluring to men. And you're definitely someone who draws guys in. But you are not a fluff chick. You have that sort of like strong-minded, independent side to your personality. But when it comes to love, you sometimes lose your power because you give so much of yourself out there and you don't get it back in return. Now, you had gone through a critical cycle way back, a few years back, like 2014, 2015, you know, that period. That was really rough on you and knocked you on your butt. So you're out of a lot of that. There's no reason why you can't get into a new relationship. This is a phenomenal year for you. It looks very favorable, but you have to kind of like let go of the past. And you know, I was talking about the new moon with my buddy over here, Eric, and this new moon that's coming up, which is this week, is going to be right on your relationship sign. That means that this is a good week for you to kind of let go of old patterns and kind of clean out, you know, all that emotional debris from the past and start fresh, okay? Great month for that. You have a great cycle this year and going into next year to draw love in, so good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
honey.
Jasmine. Let's get Jennifer back. Hi, Jennifer.
She's
no,
back.
Jessica.
Sorry.
Oh. I wrote it at the bottom. Okay. I wrote it at the bottom.
What's your question for Janet Amid?
I've been in a relationship for 11 years now, and I'm just curious where that's going.
Well, you said 11 years. That's a long time to be with someone. I can hardly make it a month. But anyway, I won't even talk about that. That's a whole different story.
But I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on with that whole thing.
Do you think he's straying?
No.
I don't.
I don't think he is. I'm not seeing that. I do think, can I be honest with you? You won't get mad at me?
Absolutely.
Okay. I think you have a terrible delivery when it comes to how you express yourself. You get very intense, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to get very psychological with you. Your relationship with your parents, there's mainly your mother, a lot of influence with your mother, and I felt like your father was in the background, and you have this really strong need that once you get into a relationship, it like brings up all your garbage, all your stuff, and you have a very hard time when it comes to your delivery. I don't think it's all him. I think what happens is we teach people how to treat us. And when you guys hooked up, you guys had a lot of chemistry, man. You like were on each other like white on rice. It was really strong. And he's actually a decent guy. He's a little self-absorbed. Oh yeah, and he's weird about sex. It's like feast or famine here. You're either getting it every day, five times a day, you're not getting it for 5 months. I mean, it's one of those, you know what I'm saying? And you guys and he's weird about money. That's another story. So he's not exact. It's not all you, but it's funny because I always tell my clients that, you know, whatever you go through as a kid, as you get older, you act it out through your partnerships. And what happens is that you guys have whatever he went through as a kid, whatever you went through, somehow pieces of the puzzle, you guys came together and you're acting it out. So you've got to really search. It's not all you, but something drew this man into your life and something drew him into your life. You guys have a lot of crazy stuff, but it's workable, but it's like oil and gas, man. It's like you guys, it's like when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's really bad. And it is workable, but since December last year, he's been in this funky cycle. Either you're pulling away or he's pulling away. And the three years prior to that, in that 2014 through 17, you went through that cycle. You went through that real house cleaning phase. Now he's going through it. So come and see me at the office because this needs major surgery here. So,
Janet, thank you so much. I will.
You will. Okay, honey. And I will announce a number at the end.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jessica.
We're going to announce it now. 419-882-5510. Give me a call at the office.
If you're getting down five times a day, can I make a suggestion? You get a damn job.
What? I didn't understand what you just said.
Now, if you're getting down.
What does getting down mean?
Bow chicka wow wow.
Get a job. Maybe that's the problem in your life. You ain't got no job if you're having sex five times a day.
No. I mean, people can do it. I mean, I have clients that, I mean, they've been married like 20-some years, and they have sex twice a day.
Two is fine. Five means you ain't got no job.
No, they're
I am locking up the phone lines. The cabin fever reliever. The very first person to get qualified happens right now. We'll take Floyd, the 10th caller.
10th.
And you'll get qualified to win a trip to one of four destinations in Florida. You can find out more on our website, Q1055.com. Good luck from Toledo, Lucas County Port Authority, Toledo Express Airport, Allegiant Airlines, and of course, us, Q105. You can also enter at either of the Shays Carpet locations. Caller 10 to 419-240-1055 is qualified to win on March 30th. And then, after a quick break, we'll get back to more with Jan and Amid on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by...
Call and get a free astrological reading from Jan and Amid right now. Or you can give Floyd... $179.
I don't want it.
So he can sit behind the stage to see Ariana Grande. But April 5th at Little Caesars Arena.
Do you not agree? Because I love her dearly. That those tickets are crazy? That's insane. Like, I would pay to see Madonna at that price. But, like, I love you, Ariana Grande. But you've lost your G-darn mind for charging me, what, almost $1,000 a sit? Ground level?
419-240-1055 to get a free astrological reading from Jan and Amid.
I believe.
GA pit stage right, and left is 535, right is 808. That's insane.
That's rent and a down payment on a car.
Floyd, there's not...
You know what I'll do? I'll dress up as Ariana Grande and perform in the mirror and be like, oh, look at me. Look at this ponytail just flipping.
I think he's so cute.
Hi, it's Q105. Oh.
Hi, I called to get my reading.
Awesome. You're reading like you own the joint. What's your name?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. What's your birth date?
January 1st, 1991.
Do you know what time you were born?
8:40, I think, in the morning.
8:40. Do you remember it?
What's your question today?
Just relationship and love. And
are you
all
involved?
That.
Are you involved with somebody right now?
Not happily.
Yeah.
What's his birth date?
January 4th, 1985.
Oh, so you're both Capricorns.
Yeah.
Oh boy, control issues. I mean, on both ends. Oh yeah. There's an old saying: you can be so much in control, you're out of control. Well, the only thing is, he does have a sensitive side. I'll give him that much. You know, he can be very sensitive. He doesn't like a lot of change. He can't sit still. I can tell you that too. He's weird about money, which I mentioned that about another caller, but it holds true for him too. But he's also one of these people that I think you guys have a lot of compatibility. I don't see it as a bad relationship. He's just a little secretive and doesn't tell you everything, and that stresses you out a lot because you never know what he's quite doing. But I do see him as someone that will never walk away from you, but then at the same time, he might not walk away, but he does things that can be very difficult for you to kind of figure out. You know what I'm saying? So you're always wondering what he's doing. You're very compatible, but there's sort of like this element, his actions and his thoughts are not on the same page. So it means that he'll say one thing and he'll do another. I see him as a very independent person, though, because he likes to do what he wants. He's into his buddies and things like that, and that can drive you a little crazy because you think you're kind of on the, you know, like on the back burner. And the other thing is, you know, it's like he needs to pump up his motivation a little bit, too, when it comes to getting things done, whether it's paying more attention to you, things like that. I don't think he does that enough, and that's where the stress is, and your interests are very different. You have to work on how you relate to him, too, but it's really a two-way street here. But it's workable. It's very workable, and so I don't see it not working out. But remember, there's bliss, but you have to have the work that goes with it, too, and you both need to be kind of like not stuck in your own point of view. You need to kind of work with each other. It's called the smile of denial. So you have to work with each other on communication and things like that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's workable, though.
Thanks, Alicia. What's smile of denial?
I like that.
It's a psychological word.
Smile of denial.
We use it in the performance world. When someone thinks they're pretty, we call it their delusion of illusion.
Yeah, it's smile of denial. It's like you're not... It's kind of like you're denying something, and it's like a passive aggressive phase.
Mm-hmm.
See, you like all that psychological stuff.
I do.
You perked up. You did. I started
a new book. It's about evil, and are people who do bad things really evil, or is that just a very subjective word?
Well, what?
I'm in love
with the
book and the author.
But you know what? You're going to open up a whole big can of worms. Is it nurture or nature? It's all of that stuff. Yeah, it is. because I see it on both sides in my office. I think it has to do with your psychology. That's why when I do stuff, I always look at the person's environment. My father was an astrologer, and he always said, you can't just look at the stars. You have to look at the person's environment, and right. what they, you go in different directions. There are different paths. So, yeah, I mean, there's total different things.
Who's on two?
This is Rebecca.
Hi, you Rebecca. Sing that on there, darling.
Hi.
What's your question for the very intelligent Janet Amid?
I've actually struggled with trying to figure out what I would like to do for a living because I have so many interests.
I know.
And yeah, I can't really figure it out.
Well, you know, you're a master of many things. You know what I mean? Really, you're good at so many things. One of the things I noticed right away is your communication. You're funny. You have a great communication skill. You'd be good in teaching, management, things like that. You're going through a cycle in your life called a Saturn return. It started December 2017. It happens to people between the age of 27 to 30, within that age group. And it's when you start to grow up and you really re-examine your life. The first one hits you way back in 09 through 2012. That was just you were quite young. So the one you're in now is like a mature point. And one of the things that I love about your chart is I think you're great with kids. You're good with dealing with the public. You're creative. You have this wonderful gift of being able to be expressive, and you have that. And so it's really a good aspect in your life as far as what I'm seeing here. But I think you have to really trust what you do, and that's the biggest thing. You know, one of the things is that you have you like to be independent through work. You don't like to have to work for other people, but yet at the same time it falls into place at your age. You kind of are starting from, you know, ground level. But I see you being in either the creative field or teaching or something in psychology or counseling or something like that. You're really good with those things. But make sure that whatever you do, you're working with the gifts that you have. Because based on your time of birth, you know, you would have a Scorpio, you would have a Taurus rising sign, which means that business, work, marketing, things of that nature as well are very strong. If you decide to come to my office, it'd be wonderful. We can kind of dissect that a little bit and look at it a little more detail. But I wish you luck.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. It's 8:46 with the morning reboot on Q105. What should I be when I grow up?
I should have told her about film and production or something with the creative arts like dance and things like that. What?
What should I be when I grow up?
I think you would have been a good therapist.
You're right. I would have been.
I think.
What about me?
I have to get your correct time of birth.
Fine.
You should have been a good singer.
Yeah.
No.
I think you would have been good in the arts. No. You're very talented and you don't even know you have that talent.
He performs every weekend. This is performance to
a
degree.
I know. He's amazing.
Yep, I agree.
He is really good.
Don't I pick good people?
You do.
No idiots around me.
You would have been a good therapist, though.
You're damn right.
You're good. I think you should go back to school and get your master's in counseling.
I don't even have a bachelor's. What are you trying to do? Why don't you just saddle me with debt?
No, but you know what, though? Some of the smartest people I know, I believe in education, but some of the smartest people I know don't even have a bachelor's. It's like the learning through life.
So I should just open up an office and say, come to me?
No, I think you should take a course in life coaching. And work with that.
I've lived that course. I got enough.
Oh, stop.
Signs sung are on the way before 9 o'clock here on Q105.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto.
Janet and Amid is here for one final segment. We'll sing the signs with Floyd. You're one of the most unintentionally inappropriate people ever. And I love it.
What do you mean?
Do you have food delivered to your house?
And then she goes to the next one. And you're like, what? He's like a double combo.
No, I said, is his pee different than anyone else's pee?
Do gay people have different colored pee? I'm sure. We all have different colored pee.
I mean...
You know, when I woke up this morning and I saw my street light, because that's the only light I have, I was like, you know what? I can't wait to talk about my gay pee.
It's Monday. Janet's in.
I'm an Arab. I know what my pee looks like.
Probably going to be offended.
It's fine.
Yeah. Your cousin is a lovely restaurant.
Sidon.
Sidon.
Yeah,
Sidon.
It is good.
I always forget it's in Ottawa Hills.
It's good. It's good food. It really is. I also, my other cousin owns, you should go there sometime.
Where?
a pita sub express. It's over at Brenton McCoy. It's very good.
I live around the corner from Biblos. I should go there all the time.
Biblos is good too. I was just there last week.
You Middle Easterners have good food.
We do have good food, but my food. I love Jewish food.
What is Jewish food?
I love corned beef. I love. We used to have a restaurant on Baycroft called. there was one on Broward. No, seriously. I dated a Jewish guy for 5 years, and I love the. What are they called? Schnitzel? Is that Jewish?
Sure, but it's funny that you
I never had Jewish food, so I'm just like, what
you didn't
is
go
it?
To like.
They make the best chicken soup.
You didn't go to matzo ball soup or matzo or lox. You went to corned beef because that's what happened. Like the slaves in Egypt were so pissed off that the Pharaoh took their corned beef away.
Well, I'm just saying there used to be a restaurant. I didn't even know what you just said. There's a restaurant called Browers. It was at the Colony. It was the best Jewish restaurant ever. I love all cultures.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to get you some soul food.
I love soul. Oh, my God, soul food. Remember, do you know Fat Man's Ribs?
First off, I am related to half the rib shacks in Toledo.
Oh, my God, he had the best ribs. It was this little store on that. Well, you would know. Long time ago.
But they had a good dry rub. I know exactly what she's talking about.
I love collard greens.
I don't want to hear about that lady spot in Sandusky. All right. Let's
Corky sing. Corky and Lenny's in Cleveland, best Jewish restaurant in the world. Okay. We used to drive up there just to eat their corned beef and matzo ball soup.
I do wish we had a deli here where you can get like sandwiches the size of your
head.
Like Carnegie Deli.
I know.
Mm. All right. Do the signs.
All right, let's begin. Remember, there's a new moon for all of you here. It's going to be on the 6th in a Pisces. So we'll start with Aries.
Aries!
This week's new moon in Ethereal. You got to pump it up, dude. This week's new moon in Ethereal Pisces indicates a good time to do some emotional spring cleaning. A very strong week. Your intuitive period is at its peak right now. Taurus! With the new moon in your area of friendships, you'll be surprised and delighted to see that you need to circulate more with friends and family. Lots of support and relaxation. Time to sit back and take it all in. Gemini!
You're
at the top of your work game this week. Lots of attention, lots of recognition in the work area as the new moon is hovering over the zenith part of your chart, which is your career. All you need to do, honey, is just show up and do your thing. Cancer! Being a Cancer, you're much in the zen, more reflective than ever, but this week as a new moon is in your area of thought, accentuate your instincts even more. Good week for writing or delving into something kind of extraordinary. Leo. You may be feeling a bit intense as every fiber of your body's on fire. This week's new moon tackles the giving area of your chart. You may be feeling compelled to be present to everyone else that requires your aid.
Virgo.
This week's new moon in your area of relationships, you may find yourself shifting into full gear this week. Sitting as your priorities have shifted, a good week to seek legal help if you need it. Also, when it comes to signing agreements of any kind, although remember Mercury is coming into retrograde. Libra. Getting on a health kick this week should be easy and less of a burden as a new moon in your sixth house of health gives you a major boost. A good time to jumpstart your regimen. Scorpio.
He's so good.
I just got tingles. Great cycle for speculation. Take a chance. Money looks promising, Scorpios, which is always your thing, as this week's new moon, along with the sun in Pisces, are lined up in your favor. Sag. You may have a strong need to just relax, to be within your foundation, as nesting is your focus for the week, with the new moon nesting in your fourth house of home. A good week for organizing, finally getting your life back on track. Capricorn. He's so cute. Your skills in expressing yourself are easily recognized this week with this week's new moon in your area of chat. It's all about expressing not only what you feel, but how you express that emotion.
Aquarius.
You may feel a little lucky this week as this new moon accents your money house. Good week to get yourself off to the races. A good cycle for changes as you see yourself a little bit more in control. Speculation could be yours for the asking. Pisces. The spotlight is on you this week as a new moon is in your area of home. A great week to focus on getting things done, left on the back burner. Good week to shine and let others know where you stand. It's also in your own sign, so remember, it's all about you this week. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, my number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or Janet Amid AMIT.com on the website, or janetamit@aol.com. April 7th, Sunday, the Maumee Pinnacle Psychic Event. Doors open at 8:30. We're giving away a prize.
What's the prize?
We don't know yet. We think it might be a one of those fryer things, those toaster things that you, you know, those veggie things you put what are the air fryer?
Air fryer. Oh, I love those.
We're giving one of those away. Last year we gave a wine cooler away.
Okay, thank you.
You don't want to hear more?
I'll be there.
Okay, you better be there.
I'll be there.
My ex is going to be taking the admission at the, it's like $5 admission.
And maybe I'll see you Friday night for the Best of Toledo
party. I
hope
you show up. I'm just going to be there for a short time to say hey, hey, and I'm leaving.
Okay.
See ya.
Thank you, bye. 906, slay it or spray it before 9:30.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance.
All right, good morning. It's 9:21 with the morning reboot on Q105. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Floyd Deezer for you.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes it's a little difficult for me to figure out who gets what. This is Slay
It. Oh, my Lord.
Slay It or Spray It. And there's one surprise song on there. I'll do my best to go in order with these. Floyd will have to sing a song. He's been given the lyrics for these very popular hit songs. And then the music will stop and he will have to continue with the lyric.
Mm-mm.
If he fails to get it correct, well, I can assure you that bad things will happen.
Put it into the... Well, I don't even... Oh, this is going to go horribly.
The first song is called Same Old Love by Selena Gomez.
Ugh.
If you run across a lyric where there is cursing, please please omit that.
Bleep.
Okay? Here we go.
Oh, this is so bad.
No, you'll be fine.
It's all good. Take away things and go. You can take back what you said. I know. Oh, see, Mario. I've heard it all before at least a million times. I'm not one to forget. You know, I don't believe, I don't believe you. Left in peace, left me in pieces. Too hard to breathe. Oh, I don't know. I'm on my knees right now. I'm so sick of this same old love. This bleak, tears me up. I'm so sick of that same old love. This bleep dude tears me up. Is it just repeating?
I'm so sick of that same old love. My body's had enough.
Oh, I was doing so good.
All right, next up.
Here we go.
Popular hit song from Julia Michaels called
The song. I couldn't figure out. I was trying to read it and I couldn't figure it out.
Called Issues. Mm-mm. This is the morning reboot on Q105.
Our friend Kayla's listening. This is her favorite song.
I'm jealous.
I'm overzealous.
When I'm down, I get real down. When I'm high, I don't come down.
I get angry.
Baby, believe me. I can love you just like that.
I can leave
you just as fast.
But you don't love me. Na, 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 na,
na, na, na, na. But you don't judge me. Because, baby, if you did, I would judge you too.
Come on, dude. These aren't that popular.
Okay. Just because you don't know them doesn't... Next up.
In my defense, this would be an off week because I did good the last time we did this.
Sure you did.
I did.
I don't remember.
You promised me a Nicki Minaj week, and this is not Nicki Minaj. I was practicing. I was ready. It's okay. I'm sweating. I'm so nervous.
I think you've mistaken me for someone else.
No, let's go. More.
This one, I believe, starts cold. So are you ready?
Yes.
Maroon 5, Animals.
Oh,
baby,
man.
I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals. Animals like animals. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell your scent for miles.
Sounds gross.
Just like animals. Animals like animals, baby, I'm so what you trying to do to me? It's like I can't stop my enemies. I'm going to get a little bit on the inside.
Time goes, I don't know.
That was awful.
I don't don't know. I don't listen to Maroon 5. This is like horrible.
It's like we can't stop renemies, but we get along and I'm inside you. A, you're like a drug that's killing me. Okay. I cut you out entirely, but I get so high when I'm inside
you. In my defense, would you have known these songs without the lyrics?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
No, I don't claim to be a singer.
I don't claim... Okay, I don't claim to be a lyricist.
Stop.
I'm going to defend myself. No one listens to that.
Stop.
I'm getting murdered right now via text line. Sorry.
Last, I actually have two more, but let me give you the surprise. We're going to go way back for this one. Mm-hmm. This is 11 or 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Let's do Madonna, oh, Hung God. Up.
Jesus.
No, Madonna, Hung Up.
She's about to...
Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by.
You know this intro is really long, right?
So slowly.
Keep doing it.
Time goes by.
It's easy then, right?
So slowly. Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by so slowly. Say or do, I'm hung up on you.
Waiting for your call, baby, night and day. I'm fed up, I'm tired of waiting on you. Time goes by so slowly. Time goes by.
Well done. Well, that's it. You got it.
I love that song.
You did good. We'll end on a high note. Unless you want the Nicki Minaj song.
Well, try it. Let's do it. Because I begged for it. Which one?
Oh, be your man, be my woman, and I'll be your man. Yes, I'll be your woman. Yes, I'll be your lady. Yes, I'll be whenever that forever.
Oh, hold on.
Yes, I'll be your something forever, your lady.
You ain't never got a word.
Oh, hold on.
You let me.
I'm believe that when you need that.
Oh,
I'll provide that.
Hold on, I got this.
I'll be on deck, keeping in check. When you
stop,
need
stop.
That, I'ma let you have it. Cause in the jungle world, day. I love the dirty rhythm you play. I'm with you, you want me, my man. Like, hey, my mama, my, hey, my mama.
Hey, me, the dumb diddy day.
I think that's
that was no... Okay, actually listening to it and trying to sing it, like then bringing drunk in a club... That word has no lyrics. It's just gibberish.
Yes, that song has to have the most confusing lyrics of all time.
I was like, what?
If you told me that song is about Holocaust deniers, I'd be like,
probably. Yeah.
928.
For sure.
With a morning reboot on Q105.
Q105 in Toledo Express Airport.
942 on Q105. It should be illegal to have Halsey and Khalid on the same song together.
Because it's so good.
Yeah,
it's a good song.
It's like the Golden State Warriors of songs. let me get my button.
Are you saying that we should sing it?
Nope, not that. It's most like tweet time.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
May I?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to read the quote tweet first, okay?
Okay.
From at Craig Calcaterra. It's a baseball blogger that I follow. Hey, Grandma, why don't you pose in that ice float? 2 hours later, it was all a terrible accident. Yes, that's it, an accident. The actual tweet, Yahoo News. Grandma nearly drifts out to sea on iceberg thrown.
That's good. I like that. Can you imagine that? Did you get a visual? Is that
there's a picture.
Oh, there's an actual picture?
Yeah.
I'm into it. I just
of her, of her floating out the
sea. Let me see. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Oh, crap.
Your mom. It's good. You
busted
the screen. Oh, crap.
What do you got?
Mine made me chuckle. Here we go. So you mean to tell me Angela Bassett, who played Rosa Parks, Coretta Scott King, Tina Turner, Betty Shabazz, Biggie's mama, and done got her groove back, burned her cheating husband clothes, and gave birth to the king of Wakanda, still ain't got no Oscar? Give Auntie her due.
Mm.
That's good.
Speaking of famous black people, I have dug up the Jussie Smollett thing. Let's hear Jussie Smollett from SNL.
Up next, the controversial star of Empire, Jussie Smollett.
Ooh, you can hear it.
Hey,
in the audience.
Everyone, you won't believe this, but I was just attacked outside the studio by Donald Trump himself.
Jussie, is that true?
Are there cameras outside?
Yes.
Then no, it is not.
Jesse, what exactly are you here today?
I broke humanity? But if you take my case, I'm offering spoilers for the next season of Empire. I die.
Oh, wow! A gay black man lying about an attack. I wrote Fox News fan fiction about this, but I never thought it would come true. I'm recusing myself because I'm just too turned on.
Jesse, you've got everything I love in a client. You're famous, you're probably guilty. End of list.
Sabino and Bones.
The Shark Tank Legal Edition. Whenever people point the thing, like to say, and it's untrue. Whenever people point to how unfunny Saturday Night Live is now, that's usually the ones they refer to.
Yeah, it's not funny. They've been. It made me chuckle, but I didn't see it. But Saturday Night Live, they've held their own. They've been doing good. I mean, you're not on air for 30 plus years by just not doing your just due to the comedic.
I think it's 40.
Is it 40? It's even better?
Yeah.
I went so use this information. I wanted to be on Saturday Night Live in high school. You know how like in the senior yearbooks you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be on a Saturday Night Live so bad, and I was like, "I'll see you guys on Saturday Night Live." And my quotes were, "See you on SNL in 15 years." Well, close enough. I'm on this radio show.
Shoot for the stars. Fall on Earth.
Shoot for the stars. Aim for dirt. I'm not saying this is dirt, but I'm like. I'm still ground level, and a rock is nothing but a dirt, and a star is nothing but a dirt rock in the sky. So I kept it level.
It's not working. Shut up, Roseanne.
What? What's Roseanne?
You're just going Roseanne. It's okay.
I'm not going Roseanne. I didn't call anyone a derogatory thing.
Jordan DeMasi from BCSN will join us tomorrow.
I'm excited.
We have a busy show tomorrow, and your next chance to get qualified for the Cabin Fever Reliever happens at 12:20 with Russ Hot Time Ryder. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We'll be here then on the morning reboot, and we hope you join us.
Q105.